I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm happy to stand before you. Amen. Not because I'm the right vessel to be here, but it has just fallen my lot. Amen. That I will share a little from what we share out in the reserves. Amen. I'm not much of a preacher.
Amen.
But we just stand in the gap to help with God's children.
I
want to thank the elders of the church for giving me this opportunity. Amen. It's a difficult spot to be standing. Amen. And you can never be sure. Amen. I'm just depending upon the Lord that He will speak to us tonight. Before we get into His word, maybe we just bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we stand in your presence this evening. Lord, as little eaglets that are looking up to Mama Eagle to provide food. And Lord, you are our satisfying portion. You always bring to us bread and fish, as you did during the time when you were here on earth and you were with the disciples. Father, we thank you that you can break the bread again tonight, that we might be able to see you, that we might be able to know you. Lord, that our burdens might be alleviated. We come with so many needs. We come, Jehovah, burdened. We come, Jehovah, to a place where we know we find salvation, we find relief, we find our joy, so that we can take up our cross and follow you again. Thank you, Father, for sending to us this message. Lord, when we were out in the world, we were in darkness. But today, we can say the light has shone in our hearts. Lord, we are so thankful. We know how unworthy we are to be beneficiaries. But because of your foreknowledge, because of your election, we are here. Lord God, may you help us to fulfill your purpose. Lord, and may you smile upon us tonight, that by the end of the service, Lord, we'll be able to say, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way? We will give you the praises, Father, and the honor and the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We can open our Bibles. Amen. To the book of Jeremiah. Amen. We want to read chapter 18, verse 1 to 6. Amen. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause you to hear my words. Thank you. Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Simuka uburukire kuimba yomuumbi wehari. Ipapo ndichakuzivisai mashoko wangu.
Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrote a work on the wheels.
Zvino ndakaburukira kuimba yomuumbi wehari. Ndikamuwana achibata basa pamakuyo.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it.
Zvino mudziyo wakanga achiumba nevhu wakashatiswa namaoko ake. Akaumbazve naro mumwe mudziyo sezvaakafunga iye muumbi wehari.
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying,
Ipapo shoko ra Jehovha rakauya kwandiri richiti,
O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Zvanzi naJehovha, naimi imba yeIsraeri, handingagoni kuita nemi here sezvinoita muumbi uyu wehari. Tarirai ivhu sezvarakaita muruoko rwomuumbi wehari. Ndizvo zvamakaita muruoko rwangu, imi imba yaIsraeri.
Amen. Let's turn again to Isaiah 64.
Tiende kuna Isaiah 64.
Verse 8. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we are all the work of thy hand.
Asizvino Jehovha, muri baba vedu, isu tiri ivhu, imi muri muumbi wedu, isu tose tiri basa roruoko rwenyu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We may take our seats. We want to talk about the potter's house. Focusing on the clay that is in the potter's hands. Amen. Isaiah says, we are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we are the work of thy hand. Amen. And all of us, or some of us at least, have been to the potter's house. Amen. And seen the potter do his work. Amen. His or her job is to mold vessels of clay. Amen. A stone mason works on stone. A carpenter works on the wood. But the potter works on the clay. Amen. And there are things that you expect to see when you get to a potter's house. When you get to a carpenter's shop. Amen. You expect to see certain things. Amen. Some of them are the tools that he uses. Amen. And these things help him to accomplish his job. If you are in a carpenter's shop, you expect to see a plane, a chisel,
cheese,
some glue somewhere.
Oh, na glue.
A lot of timber lying around. Amen. But when you go to the potter's house, you expect to see a hole somewhere or a mattock. You expect to see some wood. Or some dung heap somewhere. Or a heap of clay in a corner. Amen. These are the potter's tools that are necessary for him to accomplish his job. Amen. Without these tools, he may not be able to accomplish his job. His job is to mold a vessel. Amen. He starts off by going out to look for clay. Amen. It's not all clay that's suitable for molding.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So some of the soil is not suitable for molding. Amen. So he goes out to scout for the proper anthill that has got the right type of clay. Amen. So it has to have certain properties that allow it to be moldable.
Amen.
So clay is just earth material.
Saka ivu.
Amen. It's earthly material.
Ivu chinhu chepanyika pano.
That has got the capacity to be molded.
Chinokwanisa kuumbwa.
So as he starts his job,
paanotanga basi.
Amen. He selects the clay.
Anotanga ashara ivu.
Amen. He selects that clay.
Anoshara ivu.
Amen.
Amen.
It talks about election.
It
talks about predestination. Amen. We are the clay. We didn't choose what we are today. Amen. You didn't choose what you are. You didn't give any input
to
say, the Lord mold me this way. Amen. No one has a choice. But God just molded us the way we are. Amen. For his own purpose. Amen. So he decides what he's going to mold with this clay. When he brings in the clay, he is the one that has something in mind that he wants to mold. Amen. So he decides what this piece of clay must be. It's a sovereign decision. No one else can interfere with that decision. It's the prerogative of the potter to say, I want to mold this. And God does the same to us. Amen. So it's a careful selection of clay first to make sure he has the right type of clay with the right texture, the right grain size, and the right everything for it to mold the vessel that he has in mind. Amen. So he goes out, he digs the clay. Amen. He has to make a choice that this is the right clay. Amen. So he takes this hoe and he puts it to work. Amen. Digging out this predestinated piece of clay. That's predestinated for a vessel that he wants to mold. Amen. Good. Now he has his clay. But as he digs, This clay comes in different shapes and sizes. Some lumps are big, some are small. So he can't just start molding at that time. He needs to start working on these lumps of clay. Amen. To make them into a form that he can use. Amen. We were out there. Amen. We were of different shapes and sizes. We were of different characters and characteristics. We were doing our own things. Some were in the beer hall. Some were prostitutes. So you know what you were. You were a lump of clay that was out there in the world that God went and picked, dug out of the world. Amen. To bring you here, to make you a vessel. Amen. So, he takes a hammer because he has got these lumps of clay that he wants to reduce to the right size. So he doesn't use you the way he took you out from there. But you come here and uses his chisel and uses his hammer. Amen. A lump. Clay. That is in the potter's hand. So the hammer is applied to the lumps of clay to break it down. Amen. So that it becomes of a smaller size. Amen. He even removes stones. He removes the roots. Because peradventure where this clay was, there were some roots. The trees were growing there. So as he dug it out, there was extraneous matter that he needs to remove so that this piece of clay can be used for his vessel. And the clay does not resist all this process. Amen. Clay is just there, obedient to the master. Amen. So he pours some water on the clay to moisten it up. He's preparing his clay. Amen. For the job that lays ahead. Amen. Maybe he leaves it overnight to make sure it really absorbs the moisture. Amen. So that it can be able to mold. Amen. And then tomorrow morning, he takes that clay, adds some more water, and makes sure he mixes it up to the right consistency. Not too hard. Not too soft. If it's too hard, it can't be molded. If it gets too soft, then it won't be able to stand. It will collapse on its own. So there is something that God is doing. God is trying to show us something here. Amen. That he will mold us in a certain way. Amen. We just have to stand there and say, Lord, have your own way. No questions. No arguments. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The clay is now pliable. Very flexible. Ready for the potter to make what he wants to make. Amen. So the potter goes to shaping his vessel. Amen. He has the design in his head. Amen. So he starts shaping it up. At times it gets mud in his hands. While he's trying to bring out this vessel. Amen. He breaks it down again. And starts molding it again. Amen. It's a process. To bring out this vessel. Amen. And when the vessel is finished, amen, it's taken out somewhere in the sun. Amen. It's something that we all know. And it is allowed to dry. Amen. So there is the heat of the sun that is coming upon this piece of clay. Amen. So, there are dry times in our lives. Amen. Life has its dry parts. But God is molding his vessel. Amen. Those hard times. Those valleys. Amen. Those trains. That sickness that lays you down. God is taking you through some dry part. In the molding of his vessel. Amen. And it does not stop there. The vessel is not ready yet. Because if you pour water into that vessel, before it goes through the next process, it will just collapse. Amen. So it goes on to the next stage. Amen. It has to be burnt with fire. Amen.
Amen.
And this clay has to stand the test of the fire. If it's not proper clay, it will disintegrate. It will break apart. Amen. And you see some Christians disintegrate along the way. They were not made of the proper clay. Amen. Maybe they remained with some extraneous material. There
are
some stones remaining there. There are some roots remaining there. Amen. Some things didn't fall off. Amen. Along the journey. Amen. So there are things that we have to lay down so that we are light enough for the journey. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Amen. The potter digs a hole somewhere in his yard. Amen. And he puts his vessel in there. And he fills this vessel with dung. Dry dung. Amen. And around it. And puts fire in it. It's A firing process. Amen. And it burns and burns and burns. Hitting this piece of vessel. Amen. Until it's red hot. Amen. So you have to stand the heat. It's part of your molding. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Genesis 2:7 says.
Genesis 2:7. You know,
amen. And God formed man out of the dust of the earth. Amen. So we are clay. Just to confirm by the scripture. Amen. So our designer is God Himself. He knows my pattern. He knows your pattern. He knows what shape and form you must be in. He knows the character that must be in you for Him to use you. Amen. And He has His rights to design you that way. Amen. It's for His own pleasure. Amen. That He decides to mold you that way. Amen. Just as much as the potter has a choice of vessels to make, he decides the vessel that he wants to make.
He might want to make a certain kind of pot.
Or it's a gate.
Or maybe a big dish.
Amen. Which they used to fetch water.
The one that they used to get.
So he decides on the size and the shape. So he molds it to that design. Amen. All of us here, if we look at each other, we are different. Amen. In complexion. In height, in fatness, amen. But it's all God's design. Amen. But there are some people who feel, I'm too dark in my complexion. I think I need a skin lightening cream. And they start applying that. What are they trying to say? Why did the designer make me like this? Amen. He should have made me lighter. Because it's better to be lighter than to be as dark as charcoal. I think he made a mistake. Amen. That's what you are communicating. Amen. He decided on your height. He decided on the color of your hair. Even its texture. Amen. Some don't like their kinky hair. Amen. It's a problem to them. So they have to iron it a bit. Amen. To make sure it looks like,
Amen.
They are telling God. It's a language. Amen. That they are speaking. Because at times our actions are louder than our words. Amen. Says, these fingernails, they are not as nice. So I better go buy some. Amen. It's a language. But God decided that the form that you are in is the best form. And when He finished with you, He said, it is good. Not only good, but very good. Amen. So if God saw that this was very good, who are you to add on to it? Amen. He wants to use you the way you are. Amen. Amen. So He has to mold you in the way that He wants. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'll read a few quotes here. I'll start by reading Romans 9.
10.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Amen. For the children being not yet born, having neither done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Nokuti vana vasati vaberekwa, vasati vaita chakanaka kana chakaipa, kuti kufunga kwa Mwari pakusanangura kwake kusimbiswe, kusingabvi pamabasa asi kuna iye anodana.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
Zvakanzi kwaari, mukuru uchashumira mudiki.
As it is written, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated.
Sezvo zvakanyorwa zvichinzi, Jacob ndakamuda asi Esau.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Amen.
Amen.
We should see two vessels here. Amen. One called Esau and the other one called
Jacob.
Amen. They are all clay in God's hands. And God is saying, this lump of clay I have loved. And this other lump of clay I have hated. Amen. It's God's choice. Amen. What shall we say about it? Is there unrighteousness with God? No, sir. Amen. I have loved you, saith the Lord. Yet you say, wherein have thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Said the Lord. Yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau. And laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Amen. The prophet says, put on your jacket. Get your helmet ready. This will turn you around. Amen. For the children not yet born. This is Esau and Jacob. Neither having done good or evil. That the purpose of God according to election might be fulfilled. He says, I'm letting this soak a long time. Wake up now. Just a little. Esau and Jacob. Before either child was born. Before even they knew what was right and was wrong. That the election of God might stand. Not of works, but of him that calleth.
Yes.
You say, I thought I quit eating meat. Amen. It's not what you have done. Amen. You might do so much good. Amen. You might quit eating meat to get saved. But that won't get you saved. It's the potter's choice. To serve one piece of clay and reject another piece of clay, you have nothing to do with it. If you are saved, God called you before the foundation of the world and saved you, not because of any good works. Amen. Is that right? He says, now watch. It's not what you quit doing. It's not because you are keeping the Sabbath. No, sir. Praise God. As it is written, as it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. It was God's choice to raise the younger lamp and abase the other lamp. Amen. Praise God. So before either child was born, God said, I loved one and I hate the other. Says, is that God's word? Amen. It is.
So if it is God's word, amen, I'm not responsible for it. But just to preach it. Amen. This clay, I will mold this type of vessel. And this clay, I will mold this type of vessel. It's his prerogative. It's his choice. Amen. You can't change his election. You can't change his choice. Amen. So it's what God has done. Amen. Now, election is nothing you had to do. He chose you. Amen. He chose you. You didn't choose him. Amen. By your nature, you were running away from God. But you chose that lump of clay. When it was out doing evil, he said, I want to use that vessel. Think about Paul. God's choice of a vessel. He was going out to destroy the Christians. But God said, I want that vessel. Amen. So, it's what God done. Amen. What you are is the potter's choice. Amen. Don't wish to be something else. Be happy with what you are. Be happy with what God has made you. Amen.
Amen.
If God was to change you and put you in someone's shoes, you say, oh Lord, take me back to where I was. Because I think I was better with my problems than this set of problems. He put in a makeup in you that is able to deal with your situations. Amen. So don't wish to be something else. But what God has made you, you can never be me. You can never be him. Amen. But be yourself. That's what God has allotted to you according to his divine purpose. Amen. And his purpose is what we want in our lives. That is what should be accomplished in us. Says, God did it in Christ for you. Before the foundation of the world. Amen. All the Father has given me. Amen. Will come to me. Amen. So if you are gods, you are here because you are gods. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, oh my, excuse me. I'm not excited. But I'm happy. Amen. You are the clay that's selected for making vessels of honor. That's why you are sitting here. Amen. So you must be happy. Rejoice in the Lord. Because you are a chosen one of his. He says that ought to excite every Christian. Amen. Every believer ought to rejoice because he's an elect lump of clay. Amen. God has given you to Christ. And Christ will never lose you. Amen. So what's your problem? Amen. Settle. Everything is under control. Amen. Nothing is out of
character.
When you are going through the dry parts of life, rejoice and give God the praise. When you are going through the fire, God has a purpose. He wants to bring out that character. Amen. That is sweet to him. Amen. All the Father has given me will come to me. And when he comes to me, amen, and he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. So God will never lose any. Amen. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood worthily. Amen.
After he has received the Spirit, he had everlasting life. So I will raise him up in the last day. Amen. So children of God, what are you fearing? Amen. God has promised. It's unconditional. So when he takes you through the sickness path, you remember I am the Lord that healeth thee. In the day of your trouble, you know my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. God is taking me through this because he wants to bring out a certain character in me. The love of God is ringing in your heart. You know you have passed from death unto life. So the cares of this life no longer mean anything to you. The whole world has become different. It's different to you. Amen. What has meaning and value to the world means nothing to you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She's anchored right there and nothing moves you. Amen. So just be happy and move on. Amen. Saying glory to God. Let nothing turn you around to take you back. Amen. Or you might get out and get cold and get shook up a little bit. Amen. But the seed of God that's in you, amen, will always remain true. Amen. The Bible said, though we disbelieve, yet he cannot. He is true. He stands faithful. Says, now watch. Let's read. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He says, that is why he asked in Malachi. Says the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you. Amen. And you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Amen, saith the Lord. Yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau. Amen. You see? They could not figure out God's love. Amen. We never understand God's love. Taking me through the fire. Taking me through this train. And you want to call it God's love. No, it can't be. Amen. Taking me through this suffering. We have not had food in this house for many days. And you tell me it's God's love. I have not had money for rent. You say it's God's love. Amen. They could not figure out God's love. They thought love meant no suffering. Amen.
Amen.
He says, he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. So God wants to teach us obedience. He's molding a character of obedience through the suffering. Amen. They thought that love meant a baby with parental care. Amen. Amen. That's what they thought was love. But God's love is different. It takes you through some suffering. It takes you through pain. It takes you through sorrow. You are in despair many times. You lack a lot of things. But that is God's love. That's how he defines his love. Amen. He says, but God said his love was elective love. Esau had not done anything wrong. How on earth could God hate Esau? Amen. Elective love. So he says, God said that his love was elective love. The proof of his love is election.
kusanangura.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That no matter what happened, his love was proven truly by the fact that they were chosen unto salvation. Amen. Because God had chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 He says he may commit you to death. Amen. And it's still because love. You say death? No, it can't be. Amen. But the script, the prophet says here, he may commit you to death as he did
Paul.
And there is many that died for the gospel. And it was all God's love. He may commit you to suffering as he did
Job.
But that's the process of character molding. That is his prerogative. He is sovereign. You are clay. That's in the potter's hands. It's the prerogative of the potter to mold you the way he wants. Amen. Can clay say, why have you molded me thus?
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
But that is all with a purpose. He just doesn't do it.
Amen.
There is a purpose to it. If he didn't have a purpose, then he would be an author of frustration and not an author of peace. I'm glad God's children understand that all the things that they go through
are for a purpose.
They believe the scripture that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. So no matter what they go through, they lift up their hands in praise. They never wear a long face to say, oh, my trouble is too much. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Otherwise, he would be an author of frustration and not of peace. His purpose is that after we have suffered a while, after he has molded us, after he has trained us, and he has brought out the character that he wants, after we have suffered a while, we would be made perfect. What perfects us? The suffering, the trials. Amen. That will make us established. Established in the word. Strengthened. Because these trials are there to shake our faith muscles. Exercise us. And make us settle in the word of God. We settle nicely in the word of God. And we can sing, I shall not be moved. Amen. No matter what happens, I shall be planted like a tree that is by the rivers of water. Settled. Anchored in
Jehovah.
But it comes through the molding. And the molding is not easy. God might choose to use a hammer. He might choose to use some dry parts. Amen. He might choose to use fire. Sickness. Death. Anything. But it's for his purpose. Amen. So we just accept what God does in our life. And we say, have thine own way, Lord. Amen. Your will in our lives is our foremost desire. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pharaoh.
Amen. Was another vessel in God's hands.
Romans 9:17.
It says, for the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this purpose have I raised thee up. Amen. That I may show thee my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Amen.
Amen.
He is God. He chose this vessel for his glory. He actually hardened his heart. God hardening his heart. Pharaoh's heart. Amen. Pharaoh had no fault. His heart was hardened. Amen. But that was God's will. It was a vessel in God's hand that he wanted to use for his glory. Who are you to question God? Amen.
Amen.
Even for this purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout the earth. Pharaoh's heart hardened. The potter, working on a piece of clay, he does what he wishes. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
A vessel unto dishonor.
Amen.
I'm glad we are vessels of honor. Aren't you happy to be the elect of God? Amen. There is a promise. Amen.
Glory to God.
That you are going to be with him in glory. Amen. Moses.
Moses.
Amen. A Hebrew boy. Born to Amram and Joshebed.
Amram na Joshebed.
Amen. In Egypt, they called them, he was called a son of a slave.
Egypt, Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But that was a vessel of God.
As
and God, in molding Moses,
Moses.
Amen. He took him through the palace. Amen. He was right there in Pharaoh's palace. Amen. It was a place where everything was there. A place of plenty. Amen. But because God had a purpose, he also brought in his mother right into the palace. Amen. He took him out from where they were killing the children. Amen. Because God had a purpose with his vessel. He had elected Moses to do a certain work. This piece of clay called Moses had to be put in an ark and then thrown into the water, picked up by Pharaoh's sister, and went into the palace. God preserving his vessel. Amen. Because elsewhere out there, all the men child were being killed. Amen. But this special vessel for God
had
been taken away and brought into the palace. Amen. And while he was in the palace, he learned a lot of things. Because we are also shaped by the things that we go through. Amen. His mother was also there. And she was teaching little Sunny. You know, you are not an Egyptian. Although you are growing up among these Egyptians. Amen. You are in Hebrew. Amen. And you were born for a purpose. You know, Mama's gospel is very powerful. Amen. It is very powerful. Amen. Most of us, we are what we are because of Mama's gospel.
Daddy,
most of the time is away. Amen. And not tending to the children. Amen. But Mama was there to tell Moses.
Moses.
Amen. A very powerful gospel that found a place in Moses' heart. Amen. Tell him who he was. Tell him why he was born. You must do that, you mothers. Amen. So he knew his purpose. Amen. That he was supposed to deliver the children of Israel. Amen. And somehow, there was strife. Amen. And he slew an Egyptian. Amen. Out of the palace now. He ran away. Amen. And he had to go through a desert. It was a dry part. It was hot. There was no water to drink. There was no food to eat. God was building resilience in Moses. He was building a character. Amen. So that he could, as he endured the heat, endured the thirst, endured the hunger. Amen. A certain character was being built in Moses. And when he got to the backside of the desert, he became a little shepherd boy. From being a prince, a high place, where he was sitting in the palace, he took him right down to being a shepherd boy, where he was spending time in the bush, following behind the sheep. Amen. A certain character was being molded. A shepherd character. Amen. God building that character. And when Moses was ready for his work, God saw that the character was there now. He had brought him to the right place. Back there in the backside, he saw a burning bush. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And he said, let me get aside and see what is happening. Why is this bush burning? And it's not getting consumed. Then a voice spoke from the bush. Amen. God giving him his commission. Amen. Moses, take off the shoes from your feet. Amen. I have heard the cry of my people. You must now go down and deliver them from far. And Moses starts attacking his character. Amen. Lord, I stammer. God knows you stammer. Amen. God knows what you are. Amen. So when he commissions you to do something, don't give excuses. He's the one that molded you that way. I can't go to speak to Pharaoh. I stammer a lot. And it takes an hour for me to bring out a word. Who made a man's tongue? I did. Amen. So, I want to use you the way you are. Amen. God wants to use you the way you are. That's why he molded you the way you are. Amen. Praise God. As we wind to a close. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at the character Joseph. Amen. He was also a vessel that was in God's hand. And God made him a dreamer. That's what he was. He couldn't help dreaming. Amen. So when he dreamed his dreams, amen, he would bring them to his brethren. And this time when he brought this dream, amen, his brethren were not amused. Amen. And they sold him. Amen. And he was taken to Egypt. Amen. Where he was taken into Potiphar's house. Amen. And while he was in Potiphar's house, you see, he endured hatred. And he was sold out. Amen. And he had to come into Potiphar's house. Amen. Where he was falsely accused.
By
Potiphar's wife. So he endured false accusations.
And
God is putting him through this situation. Because there is a work that lays ahead. Amen. After this false accusation,
he's
taken right into prison. Amen. The lowest of places. An unpleasant place to be. Especially when you know you have committed no crime. It would hurt you. You would eat yourself up. But why has it happened this way? Amen. But it wasn't so with Joseph. Amen. While he was there, God created a situation. Amen. Where the two other prisoners who were there had dreams also. And he had the gift of interpretation. So he interpreted their dreams. Amen. It was a path to his predestination. Amen. And he says, remember me when you are out. Amen. So, they went and time passed on. And he remained in the prison. Then Pharaoh had a dream. Amen. That needed interpretation. Then, this man who was in prison remembered that there was Joseph who interpreted our dreams. Amen. And they called Joseph out and interpreted the dream. Amen. And he was he moved from prison. Moved from prison to where he became a prince in Egypt. He was right next to Pharaoh. Amen. But he had to go through a character molding.
Amen.
So that he would be able to lead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Job went through various trials. Satan taking away his riches. Amen. Took his sheep and camels. His children. But that didn't distress him. Says, naked came I into this world.
And
naked will I go. The Lord gave. The Lord took away. Amen. That's the nature of a Christian. Amen. He was smote with boils. Amen. And he was on an airship. Amen. And he remembered, they that live righteously shall suffer persecution, shall go through trials. Amen. Inside him, amen, he understood that he had come onto this earth with nothing and he would go out with nothing. He knew the Lord would give and the Lord would also take away. So he took no offense. Amen. He was happy in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Christians should ever be rejoicing. No matter the situation, they understand that what we are going through is molding a character. It's preparing us. Amen. For something that's brilliant in future. Because God has good thoughts about us. Amen. So in his sickness, he said, though this skin worms, though these skin worms destroy my flesh, but in my flesh I shall see God. So he was past the things that were surrounding him.
He
says, Job, how can you say that? You are sick, you are dying. Amen. But he saw further than the boils. Because of the things that he had gone through, he understood who his God was. And that he was going through a character molding. Amen. Many times, we as Christians, we resist molding. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know why. But we resist molding. Amen. He said, but why has this happened? Not me. Amen. But God wants to shape us as his vessels. Amen. He wants to shape us the way he wants. And a vessel cannot say, why have you molded me that? Why did you mold me this way? It was better if you had done it this way. Amen. God wants to mold us according to his own will. And as he molds us, it's not for a selfish purpose. Amen. But it's for our own good. Amen. So he is working on us every day. When we have that little trial, amen, know that God is working on you. When the trial becomes bigger, know that God has trusted you. That you can overcome this one too. Don't worry, it's too big. Because he can never bring too big a trial. He gives you enough grace for this trial that comes to you. He knows you can bear it. He's working on us. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to work on you. Allow him to work on you. The clay does not resist the potter's hand. It yields to the potter. Says, mold me and make me after your will. Till all shall see Christ and Christ always living in me. Amen.
Amen.
Are you have you come to the potter's house? And are you the clay? If you are that lump of clay, and God is molding you from here through his word, through the tapes, be flexible. Allow God to mold you. Allow him to have his will in your way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to mold you and bring out his own character in you. Amen.
Glory to God.
He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He is patient with you. He is still working on me. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet. There is an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his word. Oh, fashioned by the Master's loving hand. Oh, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the air, Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He is still working on me. In the mirror of his word, reflections that I see make me wonder why he never gave up on me. And he helps me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter, I'm the clay. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the star, the sun in the air, Jupiter in Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me. God bless you.